Elton John comes out against the Vatican, gives them the hashtag hypocrisy on their recent statement saying that the church and Catholic priests may not and cannot give a blessing. Hold on, I got reverb.
Gives them the hashtag.
There we go. Cannot give the blessings, a sacramental blessing of those in same-sex unions. Is Elton John right? You know, I covered two stories one long time ago about how the church, the Catholic Church, using Peter Pence money, which is money, alms given to the Pope for the poor, and this money was used to fund Rocket Man. Rocket Man! A biopic on Elton John, which to my understanding is the first major motion picture to have a gay scene in it. So thanks, Vatican, for funding that. Then they come out. And by the way, back then when that happened, I said, look, lay Catholic people, don't you be giving money to Peter Pence when they're investing in Rocket Man and Men in Black movies. I'm going to explain that in a little bit. This is bogus. Then, just yesterday, talked about Pope Francis's, or the Vatican, Congregation of Doctrine of Faith, but approved by Francis, that same-sex blessings cannot be given by Catholic clergy. Elton John says, here's the tweet, right here. He says, how can the Vatican refuse to bless gay marriages because they are sin? And the document does say that. James Martin. Yet happily make a profit from investing millions in Rocket Man, a film which celebrates my finding happiness from my marriage with David. Question mark, hashtag hypocrisy at Vatican News at Pontifex. And this is a really good question. I actually think Elton John is onto something here. Because as a traditional Catholic trying to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, trying to follow the magisterium of the church and my lawful prelates, I also feel the hypocrisy. It reminds me of the passage in sacred scripture in the Beatitudes, St. Matthew's Gospel. I think fit it on here. Yeah, there we go. Jesus says, but let your speech be yea, yea, no, no. And that which is over and above these is of evil, end quote. Some translations say, let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Don't say one thing to one group of people on planet Earth, and then to another group of people say something else, Catholic Church, because you will be called out by both sides for hashtag hypocrisy. All right, let's begin with our opening prayer. We'll pray the Our Father for the state of the whole church. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et emite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, so is Elton John right? Is he correct? He says this is hypocrisy. Now, obviously, I don't agree with the worldview of Benny and the Jets, Elton John. I do enjoy the music occasionally, but it's not Elton John. You know, I've never went and got the Elton John box set CD. But, you know, I know some of the songs. There's actually a joke, my wife and I, tangent here. So my wife, Joy, we've been married 20 years this year. And there's an Elton John song called Tiny Dancer. It's like, hold me closer, tiny dancer, something like that, okay? My entire life, I have thought that the song was "Hold Me Close, I'm Trying to Dance Here." Hold me close, I'm trying to dance here. That's what I thought the lyrics of the song were. Shows you that I don't know much about Elton John. Anyway, so the song was on the radio or something, and I was kind of like singing, "Hold me close, I'm trying to." And my wife's like, "What are you saying?" I said, "Hold me close, I'm trying to dance here." She goes, "No, it's Hold Me Close, Tiny Dancer." I was like, "Oh, I didn't have that right. I was wrong." Anyway, back to Elton John. He gives him the hashtag hypocrisy here, and I think he's kind of right, because the Vatican for years, has sent out a mixed message. Let's take, for example, our friend James Martin, S.J. James Martin puts out books, he gets blurbs from cardinals, he takes photo ops with Pope Francis, and he says all these things, and he's always saying, and Joseph Shambra, hope he's watching, he has a good point about James Martin. James Martin is always like, "You young Catholics, you be who God made you, you come out, you go to a parade, celebrate pride, that's you, you be bold, you be brave." And then Joseph Shambra says, "Well, James Martin, are you gay?" And he won't answer the question. That closet door is padlocked. And Joseph Shambra says, "You know, this is dishonest. If you're going to tell all these people to go through the coming out process, coming out of the closet, and then yet we've got these priests, bishops, dare I say cardinals, who are practicing this lifestyle, and yet on paper and in public they say, no, homosexual acts are a sin, but you got Theodore McCarrick doing homosexual acts, and other cardinals, we can name names, those who have had to resign in emergencies. They're working for an institution in which the Bible, that they hold to be the Word of God, and magisterial statements in the Catechism say it's disordered. Even the statement that came out yesterday, 'Can You Bless Same-Sex Unions?' It says, and I quote, let me give it to you here, 'But God does not and cannot bless sin.'" And this is what Elton John refers to in his tweet. It also says, "The declaration of the unlawfulness of blessings of unions between persons of the same sex is not, therefore, and is not intended to be a form of unjust discrimination, but rather a reminder of the truth of the liturgical rite and the very nature of the sacramentals as the Church understands them." It also says, "This is because they," that is, blessings of same-sex unions, "constitute a certain imitation or analog of the nuptial blessing invoked on man and woman united in the sacrament of matrimony, while in fact there is, quote, absolutely no grounds for considering homosexual unions to be in any way similar or even remotely analogous to God's plan for marriage and the family," end quote. And that quote, by the way, is a quote of Pope Francis, quoting Pope Francis in the Apostolic Exhortation, Amoris Laetitia. So all these double life homosexuals in the clergy they have a double life. They are not what our Lord says in Matthew 5:37, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no." They're trying to play two roles at the same time, and that's not legit. That is hypocrisy. If James Martin really believes what he teaches and endorses, he should not be a priest. Go do another form. Well, I'm not saying that would be a good idea, but it would be more consistent and less hypocritical if you did what Elton John's doing. Benny and the Jets. Go be with Benny and the Jets. Saturday night is all right for fighting. Isn't that one of them? Saturday night. Saturday. Don't be saying your vigil mass on Saturday and be living a double life. Or teaching one thing behind the scenes or one thing in the confessional, but then on paper saying, well, I support the catechism of the Catholic Church and the moral teachings of the church. It's got to be one or the other. Let your yay be yay and your no be no. And I think what's happened over the past 10 years or so is the Vatican thinks like a medieval Vatican. Like, okay, we can say this to the French and then we say this to the Polish. They'll never find out. Well, yeah, but now there's this thing called the internet, Twitter, social media, etc. So they think they can go to the UN and downplay our position on abortion and contraception and then say, yeah, but I wrote this thing about the environment, Laudato Si. And like, oh, you're cool, awesome. So you're kind of with us on we want to do climate control, but that means we need to reduce the population, right? Y'all are down with that? And they're like, high five, man, let's be green. And see, they have a message at the UN that's not consistent with the message that you hear in the pews or in Catholic tradition. Let your yay be yay and your no be no. Now the Vatican is experiencing financial shortfalls because guess what? People appreciate consistency and authenticity. People don't want to donate money to Peter's Pence, which is once a year, if that money is going to go to Rocket Man biopic. They don't want that. You know, it's interesting. I went back and I did a whole video on that Rocket Man thing. Go back and check it out. It's here on the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast. By the way, make sure you're subscribing so you don't miss any shows. Hit the subscribe button and turn the bell on. I went back and looked at that. Guess who broke that story? Correria de Sera. The same paper that recently did the interview conversation with Benedict XVI on his resignation. Okay, same source. So according to them, a million euros, Peter's Pence, which is established as a donation for the Pope, it's sort of his discretionary fund for the poor, €1 million of that cash money funded Rocket Man biopic about Elton John. Get this, €3 million went to fund Men in Black International, the sequel. €3 million. I never even heard of this movie. I did hear of Rocket Man. Rocket Man. Do. So, €4 million. And then apparently there's €2 million. I don't know where that went. But this money was invested by the alms box of the Pope. And according to the report on LifeSite News and from Correria de Sera, it lost money. Now, if you look at the tweet on the screen here, Elton John says, yet happily make a profit from investing millions in Rocket Man. My source says $1 million and they lost money. So I don't know what's going on. The point stands though. The Vatican, Peter's Pence, invested into making a biopic celebrating a gay man's life and allegedly the first major motion picture with a gay scene in it. This was also wrapped up in the real estate deal of the fancy luxury pad apartments in London. Who knows what those were going to be used for? Confessional rooms? Doubt it. I doubt it. I really doubt it. So, as you know, there's been a lot of shady money maneuvers at the Vatican. And I would say, I would encourage you, until we get it cleared up, keep your money in escrow and don't give it to Peter's Pence. Peter's Pence basket comes by me, I'm going to let that one pass. I'm not putting any money in that because I don't want to fund Rocket Man 2 or Men in Black 4 or 5 or whatever's going on. That's when grandma put 50, grandma was having a hard time paying the electric bill during the summer here in Texas. Grandma said, you know, but I want to help the Pope with the poor kids and the poor and all that disenfranchised. Father just said today's Peter Pence, so I'm going to get my checkbook out and I'm going to write a check for $50. I'm going to give that Peter's Pence, give it to the Pope, help the children's. She dropped that in there. And maybe she ate a little lighter. Maybe she didn't go to Luby's with her friends. Maybe she stayed home, had pasta, saved money, helped out. Well, how sad is it to tell grandma, hey, the $50 you dropped in the basket, that was for Rocket Man. She's like, what's Rocket Man? He's like, you know, Elton John? She's like, I kind of remember. Yeah, it's a biopic about him, has a gay scene in it. She's like, what? I put $50 in towards that? Mm-mm. No, don't do it. Do not do it. By the way, just a little tangent here. People have asked me about money. I'm not the magisterium. I'm not an authority. I'm a dad on a webcam above his garage. I am no one special. I'm just a guy who turns on a webcam. That's all I am. But people say, well, what do we do for giving? Look, there's three levels of giving in the church. There are people who do not give and should not give. These are people who are poor, destitute, homeless. They're on government support. They're handicapped. They can't work. It's week to week, month to month. They shouldn't be donating to the church. In fact, the church should be helping them. So there are people who don't donate and should not donate. Okay, that's level one. The highest level, level three, is a tithe. Traditionally 10%. Abraham gave 10% of his money to Melchizedek, and Melchizedek gave him a sacrifice of bread and wine. That's a type of Jesus Christ. Christ is the kingly priest. He gives us the sacrifice of bread and wine. We, having the faith of Abraham, should want to respond by giving a tithe, 10% of your net income, not your gross, your net, to support the church. The fifth precept of the church, it's teaching, you have to obey it under pain of sin, is support the pastors, plural, of the church. You, me, we all need to support the pastors of the church. The church doesn't tell you which pastors. You could write a check to help Archbishop Schneider, or Bishop Schneider, or Bishop Strickland. You're supporting pastors. You can write a check to help seminarians at the Fraternity of St. Peter. No one, you can give it to nuns that live in another state. But we have to support the pastors of the church and the pastoral ministry. There is no, you can't not do that. You got to, in a time of crisis, you just got to be more careful, discerning. So that level one is people who don't give and shouldn't give. Level three is a tenth. And then in the middle there are people who are like, whoa, I'm blown away here, Marshall. That's a lot of money. I can't give that much money to church. And the old rule of thumb, do I have it here? Do I have my Catholic faith? It's a great little catechism. It's what I use to catechize my kids. No, it's downstairs. It's amazing. The books I always need, they're just not here. It's incredible. It says to give 1 day's wage per month as a minimum gift to the church. 1 day's wage. So if you make $10 an hour and you work 8 hours, you would give $80 a month. That's sort of the old school minimum, you know? I mean, I guess the real minimum would be, I'm coming to Mass, I need to help pay for the lights, the air conditioning, the bread and the wine, the priest to have lunch and dinner today. So kind of a bare minimum is almost like, you know, what would you pay to go see a stupid movie like Rocket Man or Men in Black? You'd probably pay $9-$10 or something stupid. You should at least be helping out with the church in that way. That was a tangent. People always ask. I think it's important that we do support our pastors and our churches. And then there's another thing called auxiliary giving. This would be you give it to apostolates and ministries that you value, right, but aren't pastors of the church. Pro-life is a great, pro-life groups is a great way to donate and to help out in the work that Jesus Christ wants us to do. Oh, and then there's the three levels. Don't give. Let's try to at least give at least 1 day's wage per month, and then over time work up to 10%. And then there's another level called benefactor. That's like you say, I want to buy all new vestments for the church. I want to buy an organ for the church. I want to buy bells for the church. Like, that's a whole different world. All right. So back to the Peter's Pence. I don't think that the Pope and those in the Vatican, the Secretary of State, have our trust for that money. I mean, imagine this. St. Peter, the apostle, we time machine him to 2021. So let's say I got St. Peter right here. Say, Peter, hey, here's the thing. The faithful, there's a billion Catholics on earth, faithful, they send money in once a year. It's called Peter's Pence. We named it after you, Peter. Peter's Pence. And it's for the poor and alms and things like that. And Peter would be like, wow, people are really faithful. The Catholic Church has grown. It's faithful. He would like to hear this. You know, wow, it's an honor. You named it after me. Great, Peter's Pence. So here's what we did. Is there's this movie. There's a rock star. Rock stars, they like have drums and pianos and keyboards and guitars. I'll show you a YouTube video later. And we had these rock stars. And what we did is we took some of the money that people donated to the Peter's Pence, and we made this film. It has homosexual scenes in it. But anyway, we thought if we invested in this film, we would make even more money back. And then that extra money we made, we would help that and give that to poor kids. And so what do you think about that, Peter? Do you think Peter would be down with that? I mean, can you imagine Peter saying, oh, that sounds legit? Yeah. What other weird movies can we invest in and get more money for the children and the poor and the orphan and the widow? Do you really think Peter or Paul or any of the apostles would be like, man, you guys are running the church well. You guys are smart. Y'all are the entrepreneurial church. No. No. No apostle and no Peter himself is not going to say, hey, let's make a profit on an Elton John movie, Rocket Man. So I think Elton John is correct. He says in his tweet, how can the Vatican refuse to bless gay marriages because they are sin, yet happily make a profit from investing millions in Rocket Man, a film which celebrates my finding happiness from my marriage to David? Hashtag hypocrisy. I agree with Elton John. I just agree from the other side. I want a Pope, a Vatican, a Peter's Pence, consistent with every single pope going back to Peter. You want to call it Peter's Pence? It better be Petrine. It better be in conformity with the teaching of St. Peter, chief of the apostles. And if it's not, no money. And I honestly believe in the depths of my heart that Peter himself would agree with that. You're going to take the money dedicated to Peter and the Pope and make a movie that celebrates same-sex unions while publicly you're going to issue a statement saying there cannot be blessings on same-sex unions. Choose one. Let your yay be yay and your no be no. You got to choose one. All right, let's pray for this mess. Let's pray for the church. Let's pray that Jesus, our Lord, puts in some good leadership in Rome. Nomini Patri, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We'll pray the Ave Maria for them. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, or pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et ad hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Nomini Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, friends. How do we get out of this? Do we sign a bunch of petitions? Do we make pickets? No, Our Lady told us what to do. She said, pray the rosary every day. I've heard in the Portuguese, she actually says pray a third every day. That is 5 decades. Pray the rosary every day. It's the battering ram. It is meditation on the life, the birth, life, suffering, death, and resurrection and glorification of Christ and his mother. It's beautiful. It's holy. It's good. We must do it. I've heard some rumbling on social media. I've seen it in some comments. It goes like this. Oh, yeah, but Taylor, Our Lady didn't command it, so we don't have to do it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Okay, well, it's true. Our Lady didn't command it as a commandment, a precept. But I think of it more like this. I'm downstairs in my kitchen. The trash can is overflowing with trash on the kitchen floor, just falling out of the trash can. And my wife says to my 14 son, man, the trash is overflowing. It's all over the floor. It'd be really nice if someone could get that. Get the trash out of our house. Looks like a dump. And then my 14-year-old son saying, not doing it. And I say, hey, did you hear Mom? What she said to you 5 minutes ago? There's trash all over the floor. Yeah, but she didn't command me to do it. She didn't tell me to do it. She just suggested that I do it. Boy, you get in trouble in my house if you pull that on me. So yeah, Our Lady is a gracious mother. And she says, look, there's some trash, there's garbage, demonic smoke infiltrating into the church. And I would like you to help take out the trash. By trash, I mean heresy and immorality. And the way you're going to take the trash out and get it off the kitchen floor, make this a nice place to live, is you're going to pray the rosary every day and you're going to do First Saturdays. What if you say, yeah, but she didn't command it? Psh. Psh. Come on, Catholics. She came down in an apparition and asked us to do it. Let's do it. Pray the rosary every day or you're not on the team. Pray the rosary every day or you're not on the team. End of story. Read the Bible every day, 3 chapters every single day. It's Lent. Everybody at this phase right now, you should be reading some Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Mark is the shortest. If you're intimidated, do Mark. Traditionally in Lent, it's John. You want to be reading some John. Gospel of St. John. Read 3 chapters a day. And if you don't like reading, I am preparing these documents that you can put into the VoiceDream app, and I make them available for everyone who supports this channel over at patreon.com. I also, at certain levels, will sign my books, autograph the books, Infiltration, Rosary in 50 Pages, Thomas Aquinas in 50 Pages, The Eternal City, Catholic Perspective on Paul, all these books I'm signing and sending to y'all in the mail at different levels. But if you want to get these documents and listen to them, including the Gospel of John, I just put that one up. Go to patreon.com/drtaylormarshall and help support this channel. All right, remember, our Lord Jesus Christ says you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. Godspeed. Pray for Elton, too.